Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bocetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bocetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocetti hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Baylor is chasing the ball. Otis rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy fires to first and picks off Hurdle. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Griffin reaches second base with a double. McKay goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potek moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Potek moves to third. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek scores. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's 4-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bossetti hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clancy, and towards McKay, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Porter reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Porter moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Cowens moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Bossetti hits a line drive towards first. Lockhock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Otis reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Baylor reaches third base with a triple. Griffin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Royals. George Throop now pitching. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with McKay covering, for the out. Lockhock moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 7-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and has Patek trapped. There's the throw to Griffin, who tags Patek for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 3 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Cardi moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardi scores. Mayberry moves to third. Howell moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Royals. Al Raboski now pitching. Al Woods pinch hits for Dave McKay. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.